Welcome to Sidetracked, your unofficial agency of record. I'm Emily.
And I'm Shane, and we help run Trek, a tech-driven creative services agency based in Rockford, Illinois. Trek is a full-service marketing agency, which means we do it all, and we've been around since 1995, which means we've seen it all.
In season one of Sidetracked, we'll cover everything from AI and digital advertising to branding best practices and how to stand out with print marketing.
We believe that problems are identified by the curious and solved by the courageous.
Which is why we always start with a question. Okay, today's big question, what makes a good agency partnership? And to help us answer this question is Jake Sellers, a newer account manager with Trek. Excited to have you, Jake.
Thank you. Hello, excited to be here.
In looking at this question of what makes a good partnership with an agency, obviously Trek is an agency. Mm-hmm. We've worked with a lot of different clients, but can you tell us a little bit about your background and the way that you've worked in a couple of different roles that can maybe help us answer this question with maybe a full perspective?
Yeah. In terms of my background, I started up in Chicago about 10 or more years ago working at a larger organization, a well-known subsidiary of MediaVest. And then that around there, I was working more so just directly in SEO. While I did have a good amount of communication with the client, it was just on that one specific, you know, service that I was focused on. And then moving to more of a boutique agency in Chicago, I moved into an account manager role to where I was not only working on SEO, but then, you know, paid media as well as website development, email marketing, things like that. And then I moved to where I think I can say to Purina in St. Louis to where I was working with their creative agency, who is technically within the headquarters, within the organization, but is treated for all intents and purposes, separate from, you know, the main Purina headquarters. And then moving to Trek here to where it in many ways is like that agency that I worked at in Chicago in that, you know, it is very true agency and client relationship. So, you know, I have worked in different fashions and then in a lot of different services. So I would say just from my perspective, especially from like an account manager perspective, it really just boils down to, I hate to say it, customer service, but, you know, more so like that relationship focus, because you, especially at Trek working in so many different areas of solutions, really, you know, in order to do that properly, you do have to do that relationship building, that customer service building, to where you can gain trust, show competency, to establish open lines of communication. And all of that is necessary foundation for whatever service that you're working in. So I would say having the benefit of working at many different places, it kind of has reduced, you know, the complexity in a way. Because, you know, in terms of services solutions, all of it is figure outable, right? But really what helped me over the years is like you're dealing with people still. Even though you're dealing with all of these different lines of services or these more complex problems between, you know, a company and their customers.
So I like that. I like that perspective. Being both on the brand side and on the agency side, kind of understanding what the desire is from both people. Like what does a brand want from an agency? What does an agency want from a brand that are working together? And what you're saying is that for you, it boils down to like acting like humans, treating each other like people and starting at that foundation of like a relationship. Mm-hmm. I like that. I think, making a good partnership and just thinking about, maybe there are people who haven't worked with an agency before, especially, understanding what you as a brand or as a business can do in-house is probably what I think the first starting point is for knowing when to engage an agency. Because I'm thinking about all the conversations that we have with, in particular, new business conversations, And there's a lot of immediate, like almost distrust. I don't want to say distrust, but there's like a little bit of a reluctance of like, I don't want to give the perception of a slight to my internal people or a slight on myself. Like I can do this. If I'm a one man show, I can do this. And like introducing an agency into the picture kind of, can sometimes be intimidating, I think, for internal teams. So let's talk about maybe how would you identify, Shane, maybe you can speak to this. Like, how would you identify, what makes good work for an agency to take on versus somebody keeping things in house? Because like, there are definitely times when we say, hey, keep this in house. Like, you guys do this well, do this, you know? So, in a partnership, I think part of it is that is knowing what, when to call in help. So what,
yes,
in your perspective, what is that? When is that time?
Well, just because you can do something doesn't mean you have to do something or are the best person to do that thing. So when we think about when to engage an agency, it's what are the areas where the agency can bring the most value for your money. So things that the agency can just do better than you. That's number one, probably. You know, you could maybe like come up with a cool design for a print piece or social media or an email in Canva, you know, but it's not going to look professional, and it's not going to maybe resonate with your audience in the way that something designed by a true designer would. And so that's an area where I think it makes a lot of sense to engage an agency and engage someone who professionally does this every day. Same probably with content marketing. There's an art and a craft to copywriting. And just because you can write an email doesn't mean it's going to be the email that gets your message across, as efficiently and successfully as maybe a professional copywriter could. And then, of course, technical things. There are just going to be areas where this is beyond your technical expertise. So you need a developer. You need someone who knows how to use the technical systems that need to be used. So those are areas. And then there are cases where we say to the client, just keep this in-house. You can do this. And it doesn't make sense to pay us to do something that someone on your team could do easily and has the time to do. That's another thing. Maybe you can do it and you can do it well, but you don't have the time to do it. So you can extend your team's abilities, expand your capabilities by partnering with an agency to just get more done in the same amount of time.
Mm-hmm. That and just like a lot of just resources. Like, you may not have the resources, or you have maybe the person that does this, but they just don't have the bandwidth, depending. And, you know, having this conversation with clients before, it's one of those things to where, you know, oftentimes these companies need to do more than just one additional thing to have an omnichannel approach to their strategy. And then whenever you're looking at that purely in-house, you know, from a resourcing perspective, you know, you would need to hire somebody who specializes in social media, for instance, or somebody who specializes in SEO, you know, or, you know, so many more things, to where for many, you know, agencies, the same money that you might give for one person, like the social media strategist's, you know, yearly compensation, if you invested that into an agency for that same amount of money, you would have the resources at your disposal for somebody within that agency that knows all of those things.
Yeah. And I think the, something that can be difficult to overcome internally is, your own, you can't get outside of your own thoughts, or like everyone internally sees things a certain way. And so sometimes having a group of people, because to your point, Jake, you're not just getting the expertise of one person, you're getting a lot of different disciplines, a lot of different perspectives when you work with an agency, most of the time. Sometimes agencies specialize in specific things, but for the sake of today's discussion, you know, looking at Trek, a lot of different perspectives. But it helps just to have somebody on the outside to say, like, hey, why do you do things this way? Or like, what does that actually mean? And just sort of like be that questioner in a way that's like not critical or demeaning, but like a true partner, I think, is someone that's going to push you or question you in a way that helps to get to where you need to go. When you don't know that you're standing in your own way, because we see that a lot, I think, Jake, right? Like people are like, we have this problem. We've tried everything. We don't know how to get to where we need to go. And then we can see very clearly, well, this is your problem. It's staring you in the face, you know? And sometimes you just need that, that outside perspective. And we're not excluded from that by any means either. You know, like that's why when new people join Trek or we have new perspectives come in, you know, it's really helpful for us too, because we do the same thing. You know, we like to be that for other people because we understand it ourselves.
And to piggyback off that, and it kind of tacks on to Shane's point as well about like what an agency might do better as far as, you know, any company, like their products or services, it behooves them, and they typically are subject matter experts in that. And, you know, would you rather spend time trying to get, you know, your top salesperson or your top subject matter expert within your organization to learn marketing? Or would you rather, you know, use an agency partner to develop that content with the help of that subject matter expert in terms of like content marketing? And same with design, as you had mentioned, Shane, you know, they have an understanding of what information might need to be necessary within a particular print ad or even like a paid search ad. But having those learnings as an agency in terms of design and what speaks well to your consumers or what type of creative works well on what engine is stuff that it most likely doesn't make sense for them to be researching that because there's things that they need to focus on internally.
They have other things to be doing. It also, when you bring in an agency, you can get the benefit of that agency's learnings from all of their other clients. So if you're a brand and you're, you know, A/B testing something and you're learning over time what works and what doesn't, you can basically just gain exponentially more by talking to an agency and hearing, well, what has worked for your 20 other clients in this area, and just benefit from that instead of taking all of the time to test thing after thing yourself.
Yeah, I love to get that question. So we have like weekly meetings with a lot of clients or monthly meetings, reviewing metrics or just catching up on progress things. And I love to get the question of like, is this unusual? Like, I'm worried about this. What are you, what else are you seeing with your other clients? So what other things, Jake, from a brand perspective, and I know Purina might have worked a little bit differently. I don't think you worked with an outside agency, but maybe you operated as a internal agency of sorts. What kind of challenges do you see in the day-to-day that are things that could be resolved by working with an agency? So you just said subject matter experts and not having time or spending too much time on the wrong tasks. So outsourcing some of those tasks. What are maybe some other things that come to mind? Tough question.
Well, the good thing in the way that Purina worked is, you know, we, the agency that I was a part of, that's technically part of Purina, focused a lot on creative development and creative content development. So really the marketing team who we were working with, who were considered the core part of the company, would essentially come to us with the problem, you know, and would look to us to solve that. And they didn't really delve much into creative research, what in the past had worked. But I think a lot of agencies do that. But what I think was different at Purina is even though we had the terminology that kept those two teams separate, everybody was of the implicit understanding that we are all one team. So what I had noticed there that was very helpful was and you don't always get it whenever it's a traditional agency and client relationship, is you're not necessarily in those meetings, those internal meetings that, you know, an agency's client has. Or, you know, whenever you're in a Zoom call with a client, you don't get that 5-minute chat to the elevator where they, you know, might have, where they typically say something, you're like, that's a great piece of information. And I think what I'm speaking to more so is just transparency. I think in some cases, you know, clients often say things to their agency in regards to SEO, content marketing, like speaking about very targeted things rather than what's going on the inside of your company right now. What are the problems that you're facing? You know, what even product launches, what things way up the pike are we not aware of that might affect, you know, our campaign schedules, the things that we're focusing on. You know, that's really important information for an agency to have. And most oftentimes I err on the side of like, tell me anything that you think might be helpful for us, or even things that you feel aren't helpful. Because, you know, to the point of this conversation, we as a agency think differently. You know, we are very much an extension of your team, and we might hear something that, you know, jogs a thought that we might not have otherwise uncovered if we just didn't have that level of transparency. But I think to gain that, an agency needs to demonstrate that competence, needs to demonstrate that follow through to gain that trust, to essentially gain additional access into information internally.
That is a good point, because often as an agency, we're not working on marketing problems. Mm-hmm. We are using marketing to solve sales problems or business problems or to meet business objectives. And I think our best agency partnerships are the ones where our points of contact really give us a lot of transparency into what is the business trying to do this year? Mm-hmm. What is the business trying to do in the next 5 years? So that we can think of creative ways that marketing can contribute.
Yeah, I would say a good partnership too is the transparency goes like both ways. So like when there is that trust built with us, and like we will protect the information, we will listen to the information and use it well. That's one thing. But then something can go wrong. Anything can happen, you know, like, so say there's a mistake made or something, which is going to happen, happens to everybody. There is a lot of trust building that can happen in the transparency of what happens after a mistake. Is the agency going to, try to blame somebody else, talk it down, point to all the reasons why that was the right thing to do, not accept responsibility, that kind of thing. I have found that our best relationships come in those moments when things don't quite go the way we wanted them to, and saying, hey, like this didn't go right and that's on me, or that, like, that's on us. Like, we made this mistake, or this happened, this thing happened that was out of our control, whatever it is. Being transparent about that, and then say, but not just whoops, sorry, but say, this happened and now this is what we're going to do to make it right, or this is what we're going to do to get to where we need to go. And then building that bridge together to make it right, you know, and that's an uncomfortable thing to experience as an account manager. It's not a fun thing for a client to go through either. But if I'm being honest, that transparency of like, the vulnerability of saying I was wrong, or I don't know. I don't know what happened. I don't know the answer to the question that you're asking me. I think builds really good partnerships from our end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And even whenever those mistakes are made, or not even like necessarily a mistake, it might just be like in terms of paid search, a hypothesis that we think will likely work well, but managing those expectations of, let's say it's something that we haven't done before, and you might show up to a monthly reporting meeting the next month and just to be honest about, well, we thought that this would work and it's not working as well as we would hope, but here is optimization 1, 2, 3 that we're going to look to make, and we'll see how that goes. I mean, I think one of the things that working technically in-house and, you know, in an agency is that we, as an part of an agency, we very much want to just be an extension of your team. And, you know, whenever somebody is internal, I think there is that built-in dynamic of we're working collaboratively. We're still trying to steer the same ship in the same direction. And, you know, even like being in an agency environment, like we do care about the success of our clients. And just having that collaboration, that clear and open transparency, that collaboration, and just having an understanding of like, we are dead set on the furthering of your goals. And we're, you know, we'll do anything we can to see through that continuous improvement.
Our client success is our success.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we've talked about a good partnership being built on a relationship, treating each other like people, and being transparent or honest as much as possible. Like, mm-hmm. look, you know, I'm not looking for a Reader's Digest of like your life every day or like all the drama internally, but you know,
you're
like
not.
There's, but you know, within reason, like, you know, there needs to be boundaries, but mm-hmm. within reason, you know, transparency, helping, to take the load off. So like helping to make somebody else's life better, their work life better, their work better. All of these are reasons that it would be good to work with an agency. I don't want this episode to feel like a commercial because mm-hmm. we're not trying to sell an agency here, but this is a question that we get a lot. So wanted to kind of address some of those things that kind of come to mind first. So on the flip side, what are reasons that someone might not need to partner with an agency? Like what are scenarios that might say like, actually this isn't a good fit, because you don't need us, or like, when would we do that? Jake, do you have any curveball?
I mean, the first thing that comes to mind, if there's ever a situation to where just hypothetically they come to us to solve a problem and that they feel might be a marketing problem, but it might not be, or it might be something of like, we don't have that particular specialty and we could recommend this agency. And then there are, just from my historical perspective, I mean, there are some clients, you know, that might not necessarily have the funds or resources to engage in a meaningful way with an agency. They might not have freed up the funds to, you know, do paid search properly. You know, there have been many situations to where, you know, a organization might say we have, you know, $1,000 to spend on paid search per month. And that can get you somewhere, but it's just managing those expectations. That's mainly what comes to mind.
So with our discovery process, when we have a brand new client, we'll usually do a discovery. And at the end of the discovery, we lay out a proposed strategy, usually in the form of a marketing communications plan. And we always say, this strategy is yours. You can take it and run with it. Like if you want to do it in-house, if you want to take it to another agency to execute it, or if you want to have us execute it, it's now yours because you've done the discovery with us. And only once have we had a company, in my recollection, do the discovery and then decide to keep it in-house. And what they decided was that they wanted to devote an entire person's salary they wanted to make headcount on their team for a marketing generalist who could execute on our strategy. They didn't expect that person to come in and come up with the strategy on their own. They hired them, they gave them our strategy and told them to execute on it. And I think that if you're like you said, Jake, if you're going to, you know, keep it in-house and you want to dedicate the headcount that you need to it, mm-hmm. Then I think it makes sense to do. In that case, I'm not sure because you might, like you said, you might need more headcount than one mm-hmm. person. You might need someone who specializes in SEO, someone who specializes in social, someone who specializes in marketing automation, maybe a designer. Mm-hmm. And so a full marketing team is really, you know, four or five people at least. But if you think you can get it done with one person, or if you want to build out an in-house marketing team, then more power to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think there have been a couple instances that I can think of where, not that we went through discovery, and discovery is like, it's research on our end. It is usually a session working through things together, either over the course of a day, at minimum a couple of hours with this new relationship. And then what you were saying, Shane, putting together that strategy, the strategic plan, all of the findings of our research, competitive analysis, typically those kinds of things. And so it's a whole collection of research. We've gone through typically about a month worth of working together. And that instance you're talking about, they decided to keep it in-house. But there have been instances where we say, here's your strategic plan, but before you can execute that, there are some things you need to consider or do internally, because we're not going to be able to do these things if you're not set up in a way to give us the information that we would need or set your goals. Like, a lot of times we do find that there is just a lot of work that needs to happen internally before they're ready to engage with an agency. So they might say, like, I have all these really aggressive goals and I want to do all these things, but they can't give us any resources to work with or timelines or even just internal owners. Mm-hmm. Like, who internally is going to be our contact, our person to work with? And if they say no one has time, everyone's up to their eyeballs, you're not going to have one contact, then I would say probably, like, well, you need to free somebody up first, right? Because it's built on relationship. We need to have a relationship with at least one person to make sure we can be successful for all the reasons we talked about before, transparency and mm-hmm. Actually helping you to save time. But there have been a number of times, I think, when we haven't moved forward with a relationship after discovery for those reasons.
Yeah. Or sometimes there are just really unclear goals. So their internal teams need to get together first. Marketing and sales need to align on what are we actually trying to do, so that we as an agency have really clear objectives and metrics so that we know if we're successful, and you know, the client knows if we're successful. Because definitely don't enter into a relationship with an agency if you don't have a clear metric for success, so that 6 to 12 months into this relationship, you can look back and say, yes, this was successful, or no, it wasn't. Mm-hmm.
And there have been situations that, like, where clients may come to, especially whenever I was working more in SEO, of, you know, we need to improve the SEO on our website, but we're not able to change how our website is structured. We're not able to add content to the website, or we want to run paid search, but we can't place anything in the back end in terms of code. And it's, to your point, Shane, it's not only having the specific goals in mind, but the ability to track progress and the ability to integrate your website with all of these other platforms is super important. So to that point, it's, you know, there would be a lot of groundwork in cases like that, to where we need to advocate for those things, build trust in order to have the capability to make changes. And there have been situations to where, you know, if you're looking to work with an agency, you know, there's a lot of capabilities within agencies, but also having at least the faith to hand over some of those things. And that is necessary. But I think in terms of building trust with, you know, a prospective client, it goes a long way, to your point, Emily, of, like, you know, they come in looking for, you know, we have resources at our disposal, but nobody, you know, freed up to actually just the higher strategy work. So it's like, well, it builds a lot of trust, saying SEO might not be the thing that you need from us, or this or that, but what you might need might just be fractional CMO, just somebody, you know, once a year helping develop the next year strategy. And that's something mm-hmm. that I think, at least from my perspective, some organizations are hesitant to, you know, in the same way that people are hesitant to walk onto a car lot, because they're going to look to put you in the car that you don't need, rather than saying, well, I see what you're expecting from this, and here's actually a service that's, you know, a lot cheaper than you thought it was. And I think that's best for you, to where that, you know, one gains a lot of trust at the onset. And really, if, say, a particular agency were to push for something that the organization really didn't need, then you'll see usually a year down the line, those start to present themselves. And it really just behooves an agency to be that open at the beginning, but even at an organizational level with a company to, you know, ask those questions. Do we really need this, or can this be done cheaper, or can this be done more effectively or efficiently in other ways?
Well, I don't want to be negative, but what makes for a bad agency relationship?
Relationship is very important, which is why Jake said it first. It's foundational. And if you're not willing to let somebody in a partnership kind of way, then you're not going to get the results that you want. So if I think back to the last 5 years, thinking about those people, those relationships, that did not, we were not as successful as we could have been, or what I feel like we had the potential to be. Mm-hmm. It was because, there was not a willingness to build trust, or a willingness to let us in. And you don't have to have all the answers. And again, I don't need all the information, but if you were just willing to connect on a human, on a person level, to say, like, this is what we're dealing with, these are the struggles, this is where we have to go, like, 9 times out of 10, we can get there together, we can overcome everything. It is the unwillingness to connect and the unwillingness to change that I mm-hmm. think will sink an agency relationship every single time.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Trying to keep it transactional, trying to keep the agency on the outside, it makes it hard for us to do our jobs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you treat us like order takers who are just do whatever you want, you say everything and we do it, and there's no room for discussion or questions or pushback even, you're only ever going to get one set of results, and that's the ones that you think that you need, versus mm-hmm. sometimes, like, you can't see what you need.
Yeah, one at least that comes to mind is, it kind of tacks on to goals. I mean, there are some organizations that may not have a handle on what their goal should be for the year. And then I think there's some organizations that might look to do too many things too quickly. And then you have shifting goals, you know, month to month, to where it's really, you know, having those questions answered and asked at the onset of, like, you know, SEO, for instance, is more so playing the long game, but, you know, managing those expectations and building the trust and with the client of saying, you know, we can make these optimizations, but this is more of a long-term effort. And if, you know, we're going after these handfuls of keywords for a month and then we just forget them and we go to something else for a month and keep doing that, you know, you're just making a little bit of ground in each direction rather than, you know, focusing it and trying to go further with just increased effort, or at least increased time to see through, you know, the actual strategy.
The other way that I measure a successful partnership is, if I know I'm going to spend my whole day working on this client's work, in meetings with them, in meetings talking about their work, how does that make me feel? Because if I am dreading my day because I'm going to be doing this client's work all day, that tells me that there's something wrong in this partnership, mm-hmm. because it doesn't need to feel that way. And I think it goes on the other side too. If they dread the meetings with us, or if they dread when they see my name pop up in their inbox, like, that would tell me that I'm probably not being a good partner to them, or they don't value me as a partner, because it should be, there should be that kind of, we are humans. We have emotions, we have feelings, we have preferences, and it should feel good to work together towards a goal, even if it's not always easy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
So problem solved. We had a client come to us in 2020 and small company, industrial, B2B, had never worked with an agency before and honestly didn't want to work with an agency. but he'd had, the owner had had a website for like 20 years. Honestly, it might have been, it may have been from the 90s. If I remember correctly, it was like built in Dreamweaver. The code lived in like a folder and there was like no content management system to speak of. And the person who had been maintaining this website for him basically reached out to him and was like, hey, I'm not doing this anymore. Your website's going to disappear in 30 days. And so he reached out to his, he had like an IT managed services company and they recommended that he reach out to us. And so he contacted us, really did not want to be doing marketing, but needed a new website immediately. Like it was an emergency website. And so we got to work right away. We built him a new website in less than 30 days. And
do not recommend, by the way.
it's not ideal. Yeah, definitely better to have a little more time than that. But got, you know, basically an MVP of this website up and running and then said, you know, once it's live, we can build on it from there. And we have over the years. But from there, just getting to know us, we started talking to him about other services that we could provide. And I think he'd be okay with us saying, you know who you are if you're listening, that he was resistant at first to the idea of working with an agency, needing marketing, but was curious enough to keep talking to us, you know, as we finished this website project. And I think we started by, we built the website in HubSpot, and of course HubSpot comes with a built-in free CRM. So we just showed him how to use that, how to set it up for his sales team. And through talking to him about, you know, the setup for the sales team and what their goals were, recommended a few other things, he started working with us a little on, you know, social media, PPC, but it was all very like, you know, small budgets, just try things here and there just to see what works. And then over time, growing the relationship, he started taking more of our recommendations, trying more, until, you know, he started doing some direct mail campaigns with us. Some email campaigns, and the relationship just grew and grew. The trust grew, the relationship grew. And I'm really happy to say, like, now this is a great client of ours with we've had a long relationship since then that keeps growing. And so Jake, when you joined Trek, you took over this relationship. Mm-hmm. Tell us what that was like.
Yeah. Well, I think it's, speaks to the work that Trek has done and specifically speaks to the account manager, Rebecca, that I took this client over from. It was very evident that trust was there. It was very evident that this client sees us as a very close extension of his business. So that was, you know, extremely great to see. And just jumping in while all of these different initiatives are going, you know, we were in this scope of building out a 2025 strategy. And it really was like a nitty gritty conversation about where is your business looking to go? You know, what are issues that, you know, you and your sales team are still facing from an organizational standpoint, but also how they're speaking to, you know, their prospective clients and how can we assist with that? So to your point, Shane, I mean, it has even transcended just traditional digital marketing to where we're looking, like you said, at direct mail pieces. We're looking to create, you know, leave behind materials that their salespeople can leverage in the field.
We've done a ton of video work. Yeah.
And even just conversations with this client, you know, he has been going to his own industry events and because of the trust that he has in us and what he was able to green light for us. I mean, he's being seen as a leader within his own space in terms of marketing and initiatives, in terms of branding. And it really is the perfect example of, you know, trusting, having that trusting relationship and, you know, just leaning on us to do things that we do best and how we can help accentuate what you all do best. And it really is a very healthy and symbiotic relationship.
Mm-hmm. That's one of my favorite things is when our main point of contact, and we talked about having a main point of contact being really important, but I don't need a recognition or like Trek doesn't need a recognition for everything. As long as we know in this partnership, like we're good. It is like my dream scenario when our contact is like gets this, like what you're saying, when they get recognized or when they get noticed, when we make them look really good, I love the way that feels because I want them to feel like they made the right decision with us, but also that like they're actually succeeding professionally and as a business because they work with us. And so that's like my dream scenario is when we make not just the company look good, but when we make our person look really good. Mm-hmm. That's a dream. Problem solved. Thanks so much, Jake. It's been fun having you.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you for the invite. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, good convo. Talk to you soon.
See you next time.
Fun fact, Sidetracked is the name of the bar inside Trek, where it's not uncommon to find a copywriter and a designer brainstorming a new project, an account manager hosting a client for happy hour, and our creative director and head mixologist, Mike Wilson, mixing up something fun.
In this season of Sidetracked, Mike's making his way through a 1970s cocktail recipe book, and we volunteered to be his taste testers.
Mike's at the bar, and he made us a drink.
What'd you make us, Mike?
I made you guys an Alabama.
Roll Tide. How'd you get that in there?
Yeah. It has brandy, lemon juice, curacao, and sugar.
This is a sugar rim. It's beautiful.
Also okay. A shade of yellow, which we've established is the theme of the 70s.
Yes, this is a golden cocktail.
Yeah.
Okay, with like a dripping sugar rim.
I feel obligated to like this since I went to Alabama and the cocktail's named Alabama. My mom's side of the family is from there. It's in my blood, so.
No obligations, Emily.
Okay, let's go. Okay.
No pressure on my part either.
Okay. I like that.
I like the sugar on the rim.
Yeah, I like the sugar rim. I'm going to take another sip. Okay. It's sour.
That's the lemon juice.
Yeah, I like it. I like a lemony drink. It's very lemon forward.
I think it's okay. Maybe a 2 out of 5 for me.
Oh,
I like the sugar on the rim, but I don't. That's about it for me.
I'm going to give this a 4 out of 5.
All right.
Nice job, Mike.
Thank you, Shane.
Cheers.
Cheers. Thanks for joining us. If you like this episode of Sidetracked, rate and review it, share it with a friend, subscribe, all of the above. Learn more about us at Trek.com.
Sidetracked is a production of Trek. Our producer is Nick Grove. Our production manager is Sean Burke. Our content editor is Nick Ostick, and our design lead is Mike Wilson.
Oh, one more thing. My super secret hack for getting to know people really quick as an account manager has always been the Crystal Knows tool. Do you know what this is?
No, tell me.
It is a profile that you can set up and take a bunch of personality quizzes, and then you can see on LinkedIn other people's personality types so that you can better communicate with them. And then it shows you how you relate to them and gives you ways to talk to them to be successful, to communicate better. Isn't that great?
Amazing. I need to try this.
Go check it out.
All right.
Okay, thanks.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.